Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It's my favorite time of the week. It's when we call Raven's wife, Alicia, and we asked how he behaved over the weekend. Ugh. Raven's report card on Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What you doing?
Oh, we're in the middle of a little dog fight right now. It's okay.
You're in the middle of a dog fight?
Yeah, there's two dogs across the street. He's going nuts, so I'm trying to get him away from it. Barkley, come on.
I was going to say, nobody attacked our dog, or else my wife would be out there throwing bombs.
Right, exactly.
Right, I wouldn't be on the phone.
You would get the phone, you would throw it so hard. Right. Over the weekend, we were wondering how Raven did for his weekly Raven's report card, and he like said right off the bat that you had the whole fantasy football thing yesterday and that you weren't happy about that, and he almost like didn't want us to call you. What happened?
The fantasy football, I think, is probably the dumbest thing that men do. It's just so ridiculous. There's not enough NFL teams out there. You got to go create a fake one that's never going to get on a field.
She has a point. Like, she really does.
When one team loses, you're mad and screaming at the television. Now you have a fake team that's going to lose, too. I mean, I don't understand why they do this to themselves.
That's just hurtful. That's hurtful and unnecessary. I'm just going to say that.
So how long was he there? For like an hour? Like, this is what I don't understand about it, is why do they have to meet? Like, why can't they just send an email or like some kind of thing where they just do it online? Like, what's the point of actually physically having to go to these people's houses to do this?
I don't know. I guess they got to take turns or something because somebody's going to be a crybaby about it. They're kind of ridiculous.
Right.
A couple of them are bullies. I don't like it.
Wait, that is the whole point. That's why I had to sign up again, so I could beat them, so I could shut them up.
Oh, Mike, do you have bullies in your fantasy football league?
Yes, and they're over 60, which means that they should have learned their lesson by now.
Well, clearly they haven't.
Right.
So what was your deal with it, Alicia? What time did you get home? Was it like late? What do you do?
It was 5 hours, Anna.
What do you do for 5 hours picking a fake football team?
Basically, that's try and get these old guys to speed it up.
Oh.
And he came home and told me he still wasn't done.
Well, I mean, what were you doing for 5 hours?
I had to leave the last draft picks in the hands of my father-in-law, which, by the way, I have not gotten the report on how they went yet.
Oh, my God.
Right, but I did bring her home a special pizza that was made in the wood-fired oven right inside the refinished barn, and it's a classic recipe from our neighborhood back in the day.
You know what that sounds like? I know what that is, Alicia, because I get that too. It's when they know that they're screwed coming home, right? They're like, I'll find a way to make it a little bit better, and it's usually with some kind of food that we'd be excited about.
True. I asked for a slice. I would have been really, really happy with a slice of this pizza because this restaurant's been gone for, I'd say, 25 years, and they have the recipes. He brought me home a whole pizza, which does not fit in with my Vegas diet.
Yeah, because you guys got to go to Vegas. You're very, very busy.
Feel free to leave me some slices for lunch.
I left you the whole thing.
So here's what we really need to know. What is his grade for this week?
You know, he did pretty good besides that. I mean, he did weed whack when he mowed. High five. I'm going to give him a B this week.
That's not bad. See you did better this week, and you thought you were going to do bad because of the whole football thing.
Yeah, that's where your points went. That and fantasy football.
Right. Have a great time in Vegas.
That's right. Thank you.